Small-scale fisheries are a principal and key contributor to poverty alleviation and food security, especially in rural areas of developing countries. They include 90% of employment in fisheries overall and support more than 500 million people worldwide. Their impact is especially strong in developing countries, where small-scale fisheries account for more than half of the total catch, which is destined for direct human consumption. And more importantly, it services primarily the national and local food markets. Notably, in the COFI session of 2011, it has requested FAO to lead a worldwide consultation process to develop international guidelines for securing and sustaining these fisheries. The response has been a real success. Over 2,100 fishery representatives have, for example, participated in the CSO-led consultations, while the FAO-led workshops have provided an important fora for interaction between all stakeholders, including governments, fishery representatives, and academia.
What then are the expectations for COFI in terms of measuring the impact of this process, of measuring the progress made? What is the next step and what's your time frame?
The FAO, we have now prepared on all these with outcomes of the consultations, we have prepared what we call a SEO draft of the international guidelines on securing sustainable small-scale fisheries, and they will serve as a continued basis for further consultations until about the end of this this year. In early 2013, we will then prepare the draft guidelines text for the formal negotiation process, which we have scheduled to take place in May 2013. So for this session of the Committee on Fisheries, we expect to receive strong backing from COFI to continue the consultation process. We also see COFI as providing a venue for member states to individually support this process and provide a strong backbone to carry it forward.
And who are the main actors? Who are the main supporters? Who are the main actors in securing sustainable small-scale fisheries?
Well, I think we need engagement by all stakeholders, governments, civil society organizations, as well as the fishing communities, the representatives of fishermen, fisherfolk organizations. We also need the full engagement of women. Women are half of the workforce in the small-scale fishery sector, especially engaged in post-harvest activities, fish processing, marketing, etc.